hello. Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, a podcast that takes on current cultural and social issues through a clinical lens. Hello, hello. All right, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time. And I'm going to offer you something today. It's probably going to challenge you. I have been fortunate or unfortunate, depending on how you want to look at it, enough in my world to have had intimate personal interactions with people who are living on the street, all the spectrum, all the way up to the what we would call the super elite. Now, accessibility for me has been a lot easier with people who are in poverty, who are barely getting by. They have struggled with all kinds of stuff. And there's something that I think is really important. The punchline: what's wrong with the super elite? That's the punchline. You may have no clue what you're about to walk into if you listen. So thank you for joining us. And that's the question we are going to answer, or at least make an effort to answer today. So hang on for the ride. This is going to be interesting for those of you who have mingled with the super elite on occasion, or maybe if you are the super elite, I would love to hear your feedback. Please tell me where I get it right. Tell me where I get it wrong. But I'm going to give you a vantage point for some of you that you've never had. You've never walked through this door of working with in an intimate way with a super elite. All right. Now, what do we mean? I'm going to define what super elite is first. The super elite, as I would define it, are the people who do not interact typically with people outside of the elite and super elite categories. They may claim to, but there's this weird phenomenon that occurs. And we've seen this. There's plenty of research on this. I don't need to get into a ton of it. I've actually done some information. I've put out some information on previous podcasts about this very specific thing. But I ran into a conversation over the weekend, and it has reminded me of something that I have not articulated in here. And I want to get after that. But the super elite are those that create bubbles around them. So for instance, if you were in the super elite class, you're talking about economically well advantaged, meaning your kids probably fly in private jets. If you have kids, you definitely fly in private jets, and they probably belong to you. The private jet does. Okay. That is a super elite behavior. You don't see that. You see it a little bit with the elites, but not a lot. The elites that ride in private jets are often riding in a jet that belongs to somebody in the super elite class. And there's a little bit of overlap there. And sometimes maybe even a fair amount. The problem is the super elite almost never go beyond the elite class. They just don't. When's the last time you saw somebody in the super elite class cleaning the street, picking up trash? They may pick up the trash at their work if they're walking down the hallways as a good leadership tactic, and some of them will. I've met some really great people that would be considered in the super elite class, but economically, they have people that do that, and they believe that, hey, I need to get my people that are supposed to do that task. The super elite also, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes they don't drive because they have drivers. They often don't cook because they have cooks. And if they do those things, it's because they want to, not because they have to, right? If you're in the elite class, you might have a cook even. But in the super elite class, oh, you definitely have a cook, maybe a few. And you've got people who travel with you. So if you do leave your bubble, you have your entourage, your people that go with you. Now that I've defined it a little bit for some of you. Now, some of you are like, dang, that's so cool. Yeah, I mean, it seems really cool. I got you. But there are some blind spots that people who've never associated in any intimate manner with the super elite don't see because they can't. And there's blind spots that the super elite have that no matter how much they pay anybody, they can't see unless there's a certain type of interaction. So when I pose the question, what's wrong with the super elite? I'm going to tell you it's different than what you might think. Matter of fact, it is hugely different than you might think because 99.9% of the people who could even listen to my podcast have never been in the super elite class and never had an intimate interaction with them. 99.9% have never even had that interaction. If they did, they waved from a distance. And that creates blind spots for both you and the super elite, because I'm generally not talking to the super elite. Why? What are the chances they're going to listen to my podcast? Almost zero. Now, I hope that changes. I hope a guy like Elon Musk or some of the other super elites, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, maybe even other people who you may not have heard of so much that run these super big billion-dollar businesses. You know some of them, Shark Tank folks. I hope they will listen to this because this would help them. Hopefully, they've even had somebody who came along and helped them see this anyway. The problem that the super elite have, it's about to blow your mind, folks, is love. It's love. That's the problem. You're like, what, too much love? No, not enough love. You're like, oh my gosh, wait, but that's my problem. And I'm not in the super elite class. Yeah, no. I know what I'm saying to you folks. I know how absurd this seems at first glance, but if please just hang with me, I can walk you through it. Because I've seen both sides of this. I know it's one of those weird things that becomes clear when you have the right exposure. And I didn't ask for the right exposure. I did, however, get the right exposure. So, how do I say with a straight face that it's a lack of love? Here's how. You've all heard me come in here and talk about transactional relationships. The conversation I just had the other day about the super elite was based on this concept. Transactional relationships put a person in a position to gain, it's quid pro quo, right? Gain something to give something else. Except love doesn't fit that criteria. So, as a counselor, my interactions with the super elite have all been around this very blind spot. A lot of people think that the super elite are all about power. And that is false. That's not true. Some elites, I would say, do get that power hunger. Some. I couldn't, I'm not even going to venture a percentage here because I don't know the percentage that get that power hunger. But among the elites and the super elites, that's pretty easily identifiable. You know who's doing stuff just to get what they want. It's not hard to tell. But then there's this other portion. And I would suggest it's probably the majority of the elites and super elites. And it's definitely a challenge in the super elites that really are doing what they know works in order to fill buckets of love. What I know works, if I were a super elite, what I know works is that when I put good people on a task to solve a specific problem, all I have to do is pay them and they solve it almost every time. If I'm a super elite, I know that. I know that I can pay the right people to look at the problem that I'm seeing. And if I get the right people in the room and I pay them well, they will solve that problem. But we run into an issue when it's a problem that cannot be solved with money. And why can't love be solved with money? Because love is a choice. And it's a choice that they don't get to make for somebody else. And every time they throw money at the problem, they have to wonder if it was their money that made them loved or if it was somebody else's choice. You're like, well, isn't that the same thing? If I pay somebody $10 to love me and they give me love the way that I want it, isn't that the same as them choosing to love me? What happens if you stop paying them? Do they still love you? That's a transactional vantage point for love. And you can't buy love. Trust me, there's been prostitution since the beginning of time. And what it has taught us, one of the things it's taught us, there's a lot of things it's taught us, but one of those is you cannot actually buy love. You cannot do it. There's too much doubt if I have to pay you to do it, whether it's a choice you would make without payment. And if it's not made, if you don't make that choice without payment, then it's not love. Plain and simple, it's not love. Love is chosen every single day. And if I choose to love you, then you're lovable. If I take money and give you acts of love as a quid pro quo, I'll give it to you, you give it to me. It's a transaction, and that's not love. So, what's wrong with the super elite? They have learned to make most things transactional. And they are left feeling completely unfulfilled in this single most necessary category. As relational beings, we seek love of all kinds. You've heard me talk about it in here, the seven loves. You want the love of your romantic partner. You want the love of your family, of your friends. You want that playfully flirtatious love. You want committed love. You want self-love. And you want agape love. And the problem that you run into is that when you're doing it as a transaction, you can never really believe if any of those are real. And it creates a loneliness and a sadness that's very real. As real for the super elite as it is for anybody else on the planet. Because it's a human process of being loved because somebody chose me. Not because I did anything spectacular for them. Not because of my private jet. Not because we have a swimming pool at the house. They choose me because they love me. Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? Sounds like a struggle we all have. My hope for you today, a couple things. Number one, I hope you have more empathy for the super elite, because their struggle is real. Imagine having a family and having so much money and so much safety and comfort in things that you could never be certain if they love you for who you are. Or imagine having so much money that your clothing was as valuable as somebody else's car. And thinking that that's going to make people love you. Could make people treat you a certain way, but it cannot make anybody love you. And that's kind of one of the challenges that goes on in the super elite class. Even in the elite class, this goes on to a great extent, because our system teaches that transactions equate to results. But not everything in life is transactional. Spending a quality time with your kid, it's not about the transaction. It's about the time. It's about the presence. It's about love. Well, I took them to this really great place because we're multi-billionaires. Yeah, what was the conversation about? Do you know your kid? Do you know your parent? Do you know your friend? Well, yeah, I know all kinds of stuff about them. What do you know? Do you know what you can give them that doesn't cost anything, that means more than anything you could give them? If you don't know these things, you're wrestling with the same stuff. And the irony here is it's no different when you're poor. I got nothing to give you. Think about that mentality. I've got nothing to give you. Why would you love me? And if they choose to love you, you question it because you've got nothing to give them. And yet if they make that choice to love you anyway, you're lovable. You've heard me say it in here before. Love is an offer and accept proposition. It's not a transactional proposition. I give this to you because I love you. Do you accept it? Then you accept my love. If you offer me something in return, no matter what it is, if I accept it, it's love in return. That's not transactional. It's an offer accept. It's not an agreement to quid pro quo. There's a slight difference in there. The offer accept versus any potential negotiation. I know I'm challenging a hard topic here. I hope that there's some clarity in this. This is a really difficult topic, folks. I hope this was a little bit, at least a little bit helpful in pushing you in the right direction. by right meaning a healthy direction. Because all this pressure we put on people to be certain things before we love them makes it transactional. Can you love them before they are that certain thing? Can you love them even if they never become that certain thing? So that's what love's about, folks. I hope this was meaningful. I hope this was helpful. Always, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for listening. Please share with a friend and have conversation about this. This would be a healthy thing to talk about. When does transactional become problematic? It's a great conversation to have, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate our audience a lot, so we give you some simple ways to track us down. Please like, subscribe, and follow all the podcasts on different platforms, but you can also email us at healthyperspectives@protonmail.com, or you can check out our website at healthy-perspectives.com/podcast. It's a backward slash. So if you want to go to our landing page, if you go to healthy-perspectives.com, you'll still find us. You just got to click on the podcast button. Thank you so much.